Sox! White Sox! Go, 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 go!
Call your sons, call your daughters!
Holy cow!
You can't put it on the board! Yeah! Oh, he picks a perfect game! Renato, grand slam! A White Sox winner and a world championship! Jimenez, he's your hero tonight! Thanks, Cubs!
The dynamic duo of Herb Lawrence and Chris Tannehill.
Those two are like a tag team, you know?
Come with me, you Southside of Chicago!
Hi, this is Jim Thome, and the best White Sox talk is on Locked On Sox Podcast with Tanny and Herb.
Hello, and welcome back to Locked On Sox. Beautiful Friday. My name is Herb Lawrence, at Gnarwall23 on Twitter. Chris Tannehill is at Chris Tannehill, and our show is on Locked On Sox on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Go and subscribe. You won't regret it at all. 312-566-8727. Is the way you can leave us a voice message, 312-566-8727 or LockedOnSox@gmail.com. Chris, how's your Friday going?
Oh, it's going to be great here, Herbie. We got a Cubs Day game. I'll be seeing you in just a little bit, hopefully not at all at the Score Studio. I hope I don't see you. It's a strange thing to say, but that means that the Cubs
nice
game
four-day weekend?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about the holiday on
it's
Monday.
It's Labor Day.
That's right, exactly. Thank you, John Sterling. We are brought to you today by Spotify Green Room. Download the Spotify Green Room app and find one of our Locked On rooms. All right. It's part two of our mailbag edition. The mailbag was full. It was musty here in my basement. It was just leaking all over the place. So we had enough to do two separate episodes. So here we go. Here it's part two of our mailbag episode, which we first ran last night. Here it is, part two, with some voicemails, some good questions, and some other stuff as well. So coming up after a quick timeout, voicemails, emails, Jake Lamb. All of it next here on Locked On White Sox. Locked On White Sox is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar, it's the best tasting protein bar ever. Don't you love freedom of choice? That's what we love about this country, right? Well, it's no different at BuiltBar.com. They have so many different delicious flavors for you to try. There's something for everyone. Every Built Bar fan that I know, they've got their different favorite flavors. I have mine. Herb has his. Mine, of course, German chocolate. Thankfully, I still have a surplus here from the last time I ordered them. I'm down about 25 pounds now, thanks to our friends at Built Bar. I've been replacing a lot of those bad sugary snacks with Built Bars, and it's made all the difference. There's so many flavors to choose from: coconut, cherry barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, and of course, German chocolate. So if you haven't tried all these great flavors, great way to get introduced to something new is mix it in. Get a mixed box of Built Bars. That way you can try something new along with the flavors that you already love. So when you get the mixed box, you'll get two of each of the nine flavors. And best of all, they're not only delicious, they're also healthy. 17 to 18 grams of protein in each bar, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and just 4 to 5 grams of net carbs per Built Bar. All delicious, all good for you. Order today. Built Bar, the official protein bar of U.S. Track and Field. Go to BuiltBar.com and use our promo code LOCK15, and that's going to get you 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Betting on baseball doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's Lock of the Day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by BetOnline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. All right. How can the lockdown? Well, let's open up the bag. It's been a while since we even opened it up. It's getting musty here in my basement.
A lot of emails. We're going to try to get to some.
There's another email. I love email.
And if you love sending emails, you love sending voicemails, we love listening to them, reading them. How can they do that, Herb?
LockedOnSox@gmail.com or 312-566-8727 to leave us a voice message.
I am going to check the email box right now just to make sure none of them slip through the cracks here, because we are voicemail heavy tonight, because we've had a few some notable people call the voicemail the past couple nights, and I was even, you know, someone hit me up in the DM, someone slid into the DMs today and be like, hey, yeah, it's saying, hey, is everything okay with Jake Lamb? So I said, don't worry, we'll get to it on the show. All right, well, we do have an email here. Now, you know, the open does say email, so before we get to the voicemails, let's check this email out here we got from Andrew. Hey, guys, I know it's early, but it looks like the Sox are going to face the Astros in the first round of the postseason. If the Sox do not get home field, I was wondering which pitcher would you guys start in game one on the road in Houston? If everyone is healthy, I think I'd go with Lucas. Would you guys go with him, or would you go with Lynn or Rodon? Also, would your rotation change if the Sox had home field advantage? Just curious to get your thoughts on how you would set up the postseason roster. Love, love, love this question. That's from Andrew. He says, thanks and go Sox. It's very timely. I did not know that one was even in there, but it's very on point for this episode. What do you think, Herb? Your postseason rotation against Houston, what does it look like?
I mean, you could say that Lance Lynn has been the White Sox best pitcher this year and deserves that start to start versus Houston. But Carlos Antonio Rodon has done the best job this year versus the Houston Astros. When we went down there and got, swept in four games, Carlos Rodon went and shoved. He had a great game. I don't have the stats right in front of me right now, but I remember he was just out there dueling and having himself a time. I'm going to pull him up
while
I'm
talking. Was it 8 innings, no runs? Did they lose that one 1-0 on a walk-off, I think, maybe?
It was 2-1 loss, 7 innings, 1 earned, 3. He was dominant, and then when they came back up here, it was a 4-0 victory. Carlos went 7, shut him out, and struck out 10. So that's the guy I'm starting on the mound if we have the Houston Astros series. And they have a bunch of lefties in there, too. So I would love for him to start it off, give us the good momentum, and then we come game 2 with Lance Lynn. Awesome.
Yeah, you know, you feel pretty good about your chances to split there, I think, and when you look at something like that. And I would tend to agree with you. I go with the guy with the dominant stuff. And I know, you know, his postseason experience is extremely limited, because we remember him briefly in that wild card game there, the elimination game, which is what an odd place for that. Let's live in that time. You know, that was about a year ago, and just to think of how far Carlos has come and how different this team looks. And Tony La Russa is the manager now. It's really wild, but he does have experience, Carlos Rodon, in the postseason. Now, this will be a bit different as there was no fans there. But, yeah, I got to go with Rodon in game one because of the stuff. He's been the guy, and, you know, there's no reason to not throw him out there because the dominant stuff plays, and I always worry about Lance Lynn. And I know they said he was hurt because, you know, of that outing he had against the Cubs the other night, but you saw what it looks like when it kind of goes sideways. So, but, you know, that works both ways. Like, Lance Lynn has a ton of more postseason experience. I'm just thinking about that anecdotally. Obviously, we know he pitched in the World Series in 2011 for Tony, but I'm trying to think of when else he would have done it. That's something maybe you could look up here while I go through some of this stuff here. I'll pull it up as well. Because you say that thinking it's true, but maybe it's not true. But yeah, I would go with Rodon because also you maybe give yourself a bit of a mental edge there. When you go into Houston, because they saw that man in that ballpark do the things as you mentioned, and maybe they have that in the back of their mind, like, oh God, here we go. We better win this first game, and it's going to be a tough one. Exactly. So
sorry, Tecta.
it will happen on occasion. So let's check Lance Lynn's postseason splits here on the fly, shall we? Let's see postseason game log here. I can always edit this out here. All right, Lance Lynn postseason. And you look at Lance Lynn's postseason. All right, so he's got some considerable postseason experience. So his last postseason appearance was with the Yankees in 2018. It looks like he was in short relief here. He pitched a third of an inning in the 2018 ALDS. And you go back earlier that series in ALDS game one in 2018, he pitched 2 innings, giving up just the 1 hit. So they were obviously using him in a relief role, which I have no recollection of this. I forgot about this. 2015, he pitched against the Cubs in the NLDS, and he pitched in game 2, 1 inning pitched. He gave up 1 hit and 1 run. It was earned. Then you go back to 2014, the year before. In the NLDS and CS, he pitched the NLCS in 14 in game 2, 5 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, they were earned, and he pitched in the DS as well. So, and then he pitched in the postseason in 13 and in 12 with the Cardinals again. So yeah, he's got a considerable amount of postseason experience. So that's not a bad guy to rely on really for either one. I tend to flip a coin on this one, but if you had to put a gun to my head and make a choice, I'm going Rodon, just because the dominant stuff plays, and then you're really up against it. If you can win that first one and you got Lance Lynn going for you, then you're really putting the pressure on the other team, because you talk about a guy that's been there, done that, and he's going to feel none of the nerves there, especially on the road. I would think Lance Lynn's going to thrive in a situation like that in Houston with the ability to stick it up your giggy, because remember, he's still got a little bit of animosity, you have to believe, pitching in the AL West there during those years where Houston was on top, a part of it too. So yeah, I would go Rodon and then Lynn. I think we're both in agreement there. The Lucas thing, he's been great, but I like him in game three. That's a pretty damn good game three option right there, especially at home. I love that a lot. So yeah, thank you. That's a good question, and we appreciate your question there. Next one here, coming in from Mike. Mike says this. You can follow Mike at mpresco1 on Twitter. Do you guys think Cesar Hernandez has a future with the White Sox? He's been okay, but I don't think he's a really good get-on-base guy like Madrigal was. Left-handed bat is still a clear need, I think. Corey Seager at second base. Thanks, guys. That's Mike. Cesar Hernandez beyond – remember, he's got the club option for next season, so I think it's all but a done deal that he's going to be, you know, on the team for next year. They're always going to look to upgrade at every position, we know that, but I think that was part of his allure, is that he has that option year for next season, and I kind of like that as well. You know, if you can upgrade, fine, but what do you think? Is Cesar Hernandez a guy you'd like to see stick around? I know he's not hitting now. The defense has been good, despite a couple of miscues of late, but I think overall the high-end plays that he's made, the tough plays, have been better than anything we've seen at the position for a long time, to be honest with you, on the south side.
Yeah, and it's $6 million for next year. They're 100% going to pick that up. A guy giving you that type of production for only $6 million, you can't find on the free agent market. Corey Seager's going to cost way too much and probably want to play shortstop. So, yes, they're going to stay with Cesar Hernandez. While not great, and he hasn't been awesome during his White Sox career with the bat, he's done, as Tanny was saying, the glove has been solid. I've loved exactly how he ranges right and left equally and gets the job done. I have no qualms with him playing second base. And if that is his value to the White Sox, I think they're getting great value from him. And batting in the bottom of the order and maybe running to one in the playoffs, maybe running to one late in September. Cool. What, he's got like 21, 22 home runs in the year? Most of that damage with Cleveland Indians, I'm fine with him coming back. Giving up Madrigal was a tough pill to swallow, but you didn't trade Cesar Hernandez for Madrigal. You got Cesar Hernandez for what? Some minor league pitcher, Pilkington? We're fine.
Yeah, you know, Cesar Hernandez is hitting ninth in the lineup on most nights now, and Tony had him up there higher at two, but you know, I don't know how I feel about that. But that's a guy, man. Put a pin in this one. If I'm right, I'm definitely going to bring it back. But Cesar Hernandez is a guy that I could see being like a postseason hero, a guy you forget about at the end of your batting order, who's got some pop from the left side. He's going to be a really valuable piece to this team for this year and next year in a full season if the power numbers can stay the same. But if you're just wondering, second base free agents entering the 2023 season, so after next season, Adam Frazier by far at the top of the list as your top-tier second baseman for 2023. Enrique Hernandez, Whit Merrifield, who will be 34, or is this, no, that has to be 34 currently. So he'll what, be 36 at the time? I'm trying to, because they have the age in parentheses, but I don't know if that's when they forecast that they'll be that old then, but maybe that is then, because Eric Hosmer will be 33. No, I'm sorry, I'm looking at first baseman. Sorry, skip there. So Whit Merrifield, Max Muncy will be a free agent, Jose Peraza, Jace Peterson, Gene Segura, and Colton Wong. So, you know, an okay free agent second base class. Adam Frazier would obviously, that would be a nice pickup if you can switch out Cesar Hernandez for Adam Frazier in 2023. But let's worry about right now. A lot of things can change. Guys get unhappy. Guys get traded. So, yeah, but I'm riding with Cesar Hernandez for the rest of this year and next year, I think, unless a clear opportunity to upgrade provides itself. But he doesn't make a lot of money. He hits home runs, and he's got a good enough glove where I'm inclined to not worry about it. So, and I think you feel the same on that one, too, there. So.
Correct.
All right, so let's get to some voicemails here. This one, it's really one that we've been waiting on for a long time. Let's not bury the lead here. Let's get right into it, shall we? It's an old friend who was recently departed from the South Side, and our hearts have been heavy, really, ever since this man left the White Sox clubhouse. We talked about him last night at great length, and we wondered where he is, but it's a familiar friend calling in for the last time. Maybe we'll see.
The ball down, and he's going to hit it a long way.
Highlights.
I did, and so did Jake. Fourth home run, fifth driven in. Sox on top, did a couple of balls on the ballpark.
Hey, guys. Yeah. It's me. It's Jake Lamb.
Oh, Jake Lamb.
I guess every good story has to end sometime. It's time for mine to end. Maybe for the Sox. I hope I can contribute to the playoff roster, but I just don't see it happening, guys.
No.
I guess I just want to take this opportunity to first and foremost thank Coach Tony, of course. Coach Tony always seemed to believe in me. And speaking of people that believe in me, and you, Herb. You, Herb Lawrence. You were always there for me. Even though Tanny wasn't. And some people could even argue that the reason I might be off this squad right now is Tim. Anyway, I wish nothing but the best of luck to Gavin and Romy and the rest of the squad, and especially Coach Tony and you, Herb. You know what? You need to tie the knot with Courtney. Just get it done. She's an amazing woman. I can tell you guys are in love.
Jesus.
I just don't know when I'm going to have another chance to talk to you guys. So.
Aw. Anyway, thanks, Jake Lamb.
For now, go Sox. Keep up the good work, guys. I'm Jake Lamb.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jake Lamb.
Jake Lamb.
We got it.
Jake Lamb?
Yeah. So, wow. That's, you know, I really regret all the negative things I said about Jake Lamb over the past 130 games, which... still none. Yeah, I never said anything bad about Jake Lamb. But giving you some unsolicited relationship advice there, that was uncharacteristic of Jake Lamb. Maybe he's got some clarity now that he's had some time to think about things. Your comments?
Yeah, I mean, he always is giving that quality advice, you know, whether it's hitting home runs and Coach Tony's leadership or marriage. He's always there for me. Thank you, Jake Lamb. I said Jake Lamb. But also, I'm glad he didn't listen to yesterday's episode because I pretty much crapped on him. I'm sorry, Jake Lamb.
Yeah, this came in before yesterday's episode, and then there was a follow-up here as well.
Oh, hey, guys, it's Jake Lamb. One last time, I'm really, really sorry. I did neglect him. I don't know if I'll have another chance, but as much as I like your guys' podcast, there's a great one out there. A guy named Paul Correct does a great podcast with a guy named Josh. It's Is It Hip. You can go to isithip.com. I just want to give a quick plug. That guy's great. Is It Hip is the podcast. Isithip.com. Bye forever. Jake Lamb.
Oh, forever. Oh, no, Jake. That's not forever. Isithip.com. Check it out, folks. Jake Lamb will get a ring if this team wins a World Series, so it won't be the last time. He'll be there. I wonder if Jake Lamb was there for the team photo. Because that was like the same day that they made those moves. So Jake Lamb will be in the team photo when you get the calendar next year, when it says 2021 World Series champions, when they get that insert in the program next year. Jake Lamb will be in that picture. So it's not the last time, Jake Lamb, but thank you for the plug for isithip.com.
And also, he'll be in the picture for the Field of Dreams, the corn game, as it were, as Coach Tony calls it. Hang on.
What game was that, Herb? Hang on. I got it.
I'll take the corn game.
That's right. I've got my new buttons here updated, and the corn game is right up there.
I'll take the corn game.
It's one of my favorite things ever, really.
I'll take the corn game.
Yes, the corn game was one of my favorite moments of the year.
I'll take the corn game.
So, you know, check it out, isithip.com, as always. And Paul Correct, it's one of our listeners as well, unrelated, absolutely. Got another email here from Josh Bear. It's been a while. Josh Bear says, love your show. Been listening for a long time. I have an honest slash late night after work question. Are the Sox ready for October? Obviously, now with Lynn and Tim out, they aren't. But when they come back, will they play well enough when it matters? I want to say yes. I believe they can. But I've been a Sox fan for almost 30 years. I'm never going to scratch them in for the classic. They have a great combo of youth and experience, but I think they can make a run. But in your heart of hearts, do they? My prediction before the season started was they would win 95 and lose to the Jagoff Yankees in the ALCS. What would it take for them to beat them or the cheaters in order to move on? That's Josh Bear checking in as always. Josh, we don't need that negativity. Not something we could use right now. I think you know that. This team's pretty damn good. What do you think, Herb? In terms of this team and the World Series outlook, even though we just laid out the whole case for variance and baseball gods, and they've gotten this far under really adverse circumstances. So I'm riding with this team, man. I think they've got a little bit of that magic dust, and you have to just surrender at this point. You can't be mad, really. You can sulk if they lose, but mm-hmm. it's out of your hands. You know, they played so well all season when a lot of people thought, man, Eloy, Robert, those injuries, like they're done. But they've persevered all year, and this is a really likable team that I think deserves all the positive energy. What about you?
Yeah, and you have been on the White Sox winning the World Series train since the beginning of the year, so that's on you. You've been positive the whole time, and even when I was a pessimist, you're like, nope, they're winning the World Series.
I try not to, and I tried not to do it in the lens of being a homer, but I just saw all the talent, and the talent is still there, and they're healthy for the most part right now. So that's why I'm not wavering from that, and I had no choice but to stick to that even after the Eloy injury, even though the day my prediction video of them winning the World Series came out, that like it posted the day the Eloy news came out, so I looked really bad, but I had to wear it, and I wasn't going to back away. But yeah, there's a lot of talent here, untested talent for sure. But as you saw with the Cubs in 2016, the untested young talent, like they've got a good enough mix, but like a lot of these young guys have been through it just enough where I think they can take that experience from last year and build on that. You know, maybe it won't necessarily end in a World Series, but I think they're equipped to go as far as they want to go.
Yeah, and I think they have those elements where you look back and you have that video montage, the yearbook. It's like, well, the White Sox were doing well until Luis Robert tore his quad. And then it was Yasmani Grandal went down with a knee. And they persevered past that. You know, they have all the fairy dust. They have all the Leury Garcia stepping up, the Brian Goodwin walk up, the throwing of the bat, Billy Hamilton with the catch. All these elements that you see in a World Series champion, like, everybody contributed. Everybody did their part. Not a lot of superstars, a lot of guys who are playing above average and doing the job right. So with all that said, I still don't think they're going to go to the World Series. There's a lot of teams in front of them that I think they still have some flaws. The White Sox still have some flaws they need to fix on themselves. The bullpen is still not 100%.
Yeah.
It's hit or miss. Hitting is not 100% right now. It's like it's feast or famine. Tim's out right now, so we don't know if the real offense is going to show up in the 10 days he's going to be out. But when he did, there was a couple times that the White Sox did break out. And when he was out a couple times, they did break out themselves. And Yasmani was the catalyst for the offense there. So if Yasmani is this guy, I don't know if we need Tim, because Yasmani is a beast right now. And same thing with Luis Robert. So there's just too much inconsistency right now for the White Sox to give me 100% confidence that they're the best team in the American League. Now, when they go against a team, I'm be rooting for like hell for them to win. I'm be rooting like hell for them to dominate and sweep these people. But if they lose to the Tampa Bay Rays in a 7-game tough series in the ALCS, I won't be surprised. I'll be dismayed. I'll be sad. But I won't be surprised, because I don't know if the White Sox are at that level yet. Please, prove me wrong. I will come on this sumbitch on November 6th, my birthday, and say, man, that championship was great. See that parade yesterday we went to? It was awesome.
Yeah, absolutely, Rick Hahn.
Ask me after the parade.
Come on the podcast. I'll ask you after the parade.
Yeah, we haven't extended the formal invite to Rick Hahn. By the way, the Barstool guys talked to Rick Hahn. He came by their studio yesterday, and or at least it posted yesterday, and I talked with them, and I listened to it. It's about an hour long. If you want to hear Rick being candid, talking about Tony La Russa, and I found it interesting him reflecting back on the 2016 season and the turn of events after that. He says he tries to block 2016 out of his mind altogether because of all the things that happened to both sides of town there. But he talks about the Tatis trade, and I think Dave asked him a really good question. Like, do you wish that team would have started like 10 and 25 instead of 25 and 10 or whatever? That way you wouldn't have had to make the Tatis trade. And I think he provided some good context with that and why they made that move. And, you know, it doesn't seem like he's moved on at all. Rick Hahn talking about muting Tatis stuff on Twitter and is talking about his kids playing the show video game and seeing Tatis on the TV every time. It's good stuff, but they did a great job, those guys at Barstool, with Rick Hahn.
Chris Bassett and Marcus Simeon stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of things
that's the worst trade.
Yeah, they can mute a lot of things, no doubt. But where were we? Oh yeah, the bullpen. I get it, man. This is one of those things you have to have a little bit of faith, and that's really the only thing you have to hang your hat on at this point. You look at the talent out there, and you just hope they can put it all together individually, 9 innings at a time. And it's a big ask right now because they have not been great lately. But I still think, when you're closing out a postseason game in Houston, game one, if you have a lead there late and it's the eighth inning, no matter how they get to the eighth, whether if they've got a mix and match with,
Tempura.
If Tempura's got to come out there early, then maybe Kopech. I still think when the bullpen door opens for that eighth inning, I still think it's Liam Hendricks coming out of there and not Craig Kimbrell. So I think they're going to get it right when it matters. And we're going to look back and we're like, man, we spent hours and hours and hours on the podcast getting mad about how they didn't get the bullpen right and what are they doing. But I think they know what's got to be done when it matters. So I think that these things will fall into place naturally. But certainly got to tighten it up, though. And, we'll see how it plays out. But I'm still very high on this team, and I have to be at this point. I'm not going to back away now. So let's see. Got a couple of other voicemails here before we wrap things up. This one checking in from the 319.
Danny and Herb, this is Drew in Iowa. Wanted to say congratulations to you both on the postgame show plan for 670 The Score after you. White Sox, hopefully, playoff games here in October. Also wanted to pose a question. Am I the only one that looks at the Wintrust commercials? I see Dylan Cease and Tim Anderson. Does it kind of look like they're a hostage video? Wanted to pose that question to you. Later.
T.A., oh, first of all, thank you for the kind words. If you are late to the party here, that was just a great way to get yourself on the show, is congratulating us on something that we haven't really done yet. It could go badly, but we will be doing post-game on 670 The Score following most White Sox postseason games, provided they're not afternoon games or whatever. We're going to be doing the shows, Herb and I, on 670 The Score. You can listen live on the Odyssey app, the same app where many of you maybe check out this show. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that very much still, if you guys haven't heard. But I had to go back and see what our guy was talking about with those Wintrust spots. And I went back and the producer part of my brain kicked in, and I went back and see what time he called, and I matched it up with the time in the game, and I went back and I saw what he was talking about.
You're watching White Sox Baseball on NBC Sports Chicago, presented by Wintrust.
A lot of energy there from T.A., one of the most charismatic guys when you're doing a corporate sponsorship there. I thought, when he said Wintrust commercial with T.A. and Dylan Cease, I thought he was making a joke of that Cub Sox commercial with the brother is the Cub fan, and then the white guy is a Sox fan. I thought, he's saying that T.A. looks like the brother and Dylan Cease looks like the white guy, and the playful Cub Sox thing. Hey, oh God, these things that they like. This is what we deal with when we watch on YouTube TV, because I know the people who watch on regular cable don't have to deal with that ad as much as
all
we do
all the time.
It's like what was last year's? Like, I remember Jets Pizza was getting a lot of run, and the Tom Time. Little TT, that one got a lot of run.
I remember a couple years ago when they had some pizza place that wasn't in Chicago, and Kelly Kroll back in NBC Sports Chicago was doing the commercials. I was like, where the hell is this place at? And stop advertising them. They're not in your audience, you dicks.
I remember that. I don't remember the name of the spot, though, but I remember that was like the first time I got into streaming the Sox, like in 2019 or whatever. And I also noticed that these things, they run nonstop for whatever reason. But we know in the radio business, it's weird. We have a lot of the same commercials and promos that run on our web stream because it's different. It's sold differently. You know, it is what it is. Most people put their dollars towards live over the air. But yeah, it's when I go back and I think of Tom Time and a little TT, I haven't seen that commercial since. You see a different version of that now sometimes where the girl's screaming into the pillow, but the original TT Tom Time where he's in the bathtub, if I go back and see that now, I think it'll give me a visceral reaction because it'll just take me back to pandemic alone in the basement watching the White Sox in a weird season with no fans. I think it'll be a negative reaction. But now I know what our man's talking about with T.A. and Dylan Cease just standing there reading a cue card. And who knows how long they've been there in their uniform. They probably did it on picture day in Glendale where they're like, All right, now do this for this corporate sponsor. Now do this and you wish this person a happy birthday. And they're standing there with their baseball uniform on. So yeah, I thought that was...
I mean, just to put my producer hand in that one, even though I don't do TV, I would want them to just look at the cue card and not look at the camera. Like, just look at the cue card. 100%. It doesn't look weird because it looks weird that you're reading the cue card and then going your eye jetting back to the camera. That's
well,
the thing.
Well, yeah, that's what I try to do. Like when they ask us on the network here for are those recap videos we do, because I can't just talk like a person who's educated and like a, you know, you wouldn't tell, but I actually did go to school. But I have to have like I write my little script when I write a game wrap, like oh the Sox did this and this, and then I toss it to you, and you always do a great job. But I always have to have my little script like right above the camera so it looks like I'm looking at the camera but I'm really reading the script. So I can't do both of those things. I can't sit here at the camera and tell you give you a nice clean game wrap. So I get it, man. It's not...
And knowing them, they're probably like, hey, I don't know who the PR guy. Hey, Tim, can you do this real quick? Yeah, fuck it. And then he goes and reads it, and yeah, Tim, 10 seconds out, he's done.
Yeah, Tim goes,
yeah, fuck it.
So, that's funny. We appreciate you checking in there for all the way from Iowa. We'll take a quick timeout, preview Monday's show next here on Locked On White Sox. Locked On White Sox is also brought to you by Bet Online. It's that time of year again, folks, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. And as always, Bet Online is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL Survivor contest. They're all open now at Bet Online. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. Be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo. That's where you make a bet on Thursday, September 9th during the season opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25. For new customers only when signing up using promo code NFL100. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. The dog days of August may be behind us, and the Sox certainly have some work to do here, but let's face it, folks. Big lead in the AL Central. You want to have something interesting to put your money on every night. Make things a little more fun with the White Sox. Go to BetOnline for all your latest odds on the Sox. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait. Take advantage of all the great offers for the 2021 season. BetOnline, your online sportsbook, experts, and don't forget our promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline. That's promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline. This episode of Locked On White Sox is brought to you by our friends at DirecTV. Welcome aboard, DirecTV. Does this sound familiar to you guys out there? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for all the good stuff, right? Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment that you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. DirecTV, get your TV together. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. Monday, we will recap the Kansas City Royals series. Yes, it is going to be a holiday, Labor Day. I'm going to try and finally get some really good time in with the Big Green Egg this weekend. I'm going to try to smoke, at the very least, smoke a chicken, because if I have any ambitions of smoking a turkey this Thanksgiving, I better get good on this thing fast. So I'm going to smoke some meat, and I'm going to watch the White Sox, and Herb and I will be right back here on Monday morning, breaking it all down for you, recapping the weekend. So thank you all for another amazing week of great interaction. I know it was a little bit clunky with some of the off days, but we appreciate it nonetheless. So for my partner, Herb Lawrence, I'm Chris Tannehill. This has been Locked On White Sox.